What's up, y'all? I'm Wild Thang, and welcome to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, proudly sponsored by LiquorLollipops.com. Check them out online for great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. What's up, y'all? It's Wild Thang. Hey, man, listen. This coronavirus is real. I was recently out in New Orleans when the coronavirus broke. And similar to New York City, like, the coronavirus hit like a massive bomb down there. All kind of people got sick. A lot of people perished and died. And just all over the news. When they locked down Louisiana, when they locked down New Orleans, that's literally what they did. They had to. There was no one on the streets. I mean, there was a few stores open, but there was no one on the streets. So, looking at that and thinking about, we're getting ready to, you know, to start back our sports, you know, football, basketball, baseball, these different type of sports. I just have to look at it and think like, damn, did everyone miss the boat? Did people not really get a chance to truly understand what happened in New York and what happened in New Orleans? That it can happen again? A second outbreak, you know, it's very possible by trying to get back to things too fast, especially without the correct safety provisions. Now, I do understand they're going to be some preventative maintenance. They're going to make sure that they do temperature checks of the athletes before they can play and what have you. But you have to imagine that that's not gonna be enough to stop the contagion if a player has it, or you have so many players coming in and out. I'm sure they can do a swab test and they can show whether they're negative, or, you know, a false negative or a false positive. You know, you got so many different variables here, and it's just too risky. You only got one life. And this virus, at this time, doesn't have a cure. And wouldn't you hate it if one of your favorite sports players caught the coronavirus while doing something that brings you joy, you and me joy, right? So me personally, I think it's way too early to restart sports in any capacity. If it's not safe enough for spectators to be able to come and watch the game, then how is it going to be safe enough for the actual athletes to compete in the game? You know? So, just like you, man, I'm tired of watching reruns of my favorite sporting events and flashbacks, and, you know, shit, ESPN has become a nothing channel, basically, because there's no sports going on, and I am a sports nut. However, it is way too soon to come back, especially without a full grasp of what we're dealing with. I mean, doctors and scientists are coming out with new discoveries every day on this disease. On this virus, shall I say. So, am I against sports starting again? No. I just believe it's too soon. I believe we need at least a few more months to study this thing thoroughly so that we can have a good grasp, a better grasp of what this is and how it mutates and, you know, how it performs in heat and, you know, just different stress tests that you can put on this virus
just to find out more about it before you actually put people out there. You know? It's like, you don't throw, you know, you don't have a son or a daughter who you're trying to teach to swim in the swimming pool. You don't teach a person to swim by just throwing them in a swimming pool, do you? Like, here. And you're like, oh, I'm going to drown. Be like, well, either you're going to swim or you're going to drown. You know, like, no, that's not how you do it. So there are steps that need to be taken here. The first shutdown that we had, the reason for it, those things still haven't been corrected yet. So before we can go back to any kind of normalcy, those original issues that we had have to be addressed and corrected, and the correct answers need to be understood, and then action can take place. But right now, no, it's too fast. So let me know what you think. Should the sporting leagues reopen up, or should they be closed? Or should it be sports like golf, which are not team sports, individual sports, or tennis, where there are not near as many participants, that should go forward? And team sports like basketball, baseball, and football should wait. Let me know. Holla. I'm Wild Thang. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. And make sure you check out our sponsors, LiquorLollipops.com, makers of non-alcoholic liquor-flavored lollipops. And check out my latest release, streaming right now. Holla.